And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of the British novelist and translator Edith Pargiter, born in Shropshire, 1913. She wrote a few novels in the early 1940s, and then during World War II met soldiers from Czechoslovakia who were stationed in Liverpool, and she developed a passion for Czech. She learned how to speak it, studying 78 RPM records. She wrote a book about Czechoslovakia, The Coast of Bohemia, translated over a dozen works by leading Czech writers, including Josef Bor's tale of the Verdi concert at Auschwitz, the Terezín Requiem in 1963. In the early 50s, Pargiter tried her hand at mystery writing with the short story Fallen into the Pit, which introduced her character, Brother Cadvile. He was a medieval Sherlock Holmes, lived at Shrewsbury Abbey, and solved mysteries and performed early forensics. Other mystery writers set their stories in the Victorian era, and Pargiter set hers 700 years earlier in the Middle Ages. Brother Cadvile, a Benedictine sleuth, appeared in 20 of her novels. The last was The Holy Thief in 1992, all of them centered on Shrewsbury. And they were so popular that they created a whole little tourist industry in the area. It was called Brother Cadvile Country. She died in 1995, Edith Pargiter, and The Guardian described her as one tough old bird. It's the birthday of the Chilean poet and songwriter Victor Jara, born outside of Santiago in 1932. Wrote socially conscious songs, part of the rising leftist movement in Chile, campaigned on behalf of the presidential candidate Salvador Allende, who was elected president in 1970 and then was overthrown in a right-wing coup in 1973. The following morning, Victor Jara and 5,000 others were rounded up, taken to a stadium, interrogated, many of them tortured, murdered. Soldiers broke the bones in Jara's hands, and as he sang his song, Venceremos, We Will Win, he was shot. And it's the birthday of Ed Sullivan, born New York City, 1901, who in 1948 was asked to host a Sunday night variety show on CBS. The Ed Sullivan Show ran for 23 years. He booked black artists like Sammy Davis Jr. and Ella Fitzgerald. The Supremes were a favorite of his. They appeared 17 times, and Nat King Cole as well. Ed Sullivan, who said, if you do a good job for others, you heal yourself at the same time, because a dose of joy is a spiritual cure. It transcends all barriers. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sarah, entitled A Watcher. The mail doesn't come and doesn't come. The mail doesn't come. It's 3 o'clock. I've been downstairs to check and up again and down and up. It doesn't come. Incognito in the little shops is how I want to go, and in and out about the neighborhood, observing, unobserved. And yet I long, long to be known and know. A Watcher, poem by Robin Sarah, from Questions About the Stars, published by Brick Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by PBS, presenting Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide, a two-night special starting October 1st at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.